So it's my pleasure to kick off the conversation with our three esteemed fellows, Bethany, Buffy, and Michael. So what I'm going to do, I'm looking at the time here. I think we have plenty of time to go through all of these questions. What I'm going to do is have all three of them answer the first question, because I think that's going to be very interesting. So how did you hear about the CCPI STEM Fellows program?
Well,
do we just want to go order the names? Sorry.
No, go ahead, Buffy. That's
a woman that I work with, she knew that I was really involved with NSF ATMs, and she received the email from someone and forwarded it to me. And she said, "Hey, I don't know if you've heard of this, but it sounds like something you might be interested in." And I sure was. So it was just a random email from a colleague.
Excellent. Okay, Michael, how about you?
Kind of along the same lines. So I'm a professor in biotechnology, Solano Community College. We offer a bachelor of science degree. We have another community college that offers pretty much the same program, a different approach to the curriculum. So one of them knew about the opportunity, and they knew that, and in our conversations, they knew I was pursuing a doctorate, and connected me. I'm grateful that it's here. So thank you.
Thank goodness for colleagues, huh? Bethany.
Hi. Bethany Sansing-Helton, math faculty. So I received it in an email blast from the League of Innovation. I'm just looking through my old emails last June. And then a colleague of mine actually forwarded it to me and said, "This made me think of you." And so that actually is what made me think of actually applying, was having a colleague say that she thought it might be a good fit for me. So I did get the notifications from the league like three times, but it was really my colleagues like forwarding it, even though I'd seen it, that really sort of pushed me over the edge.
So it's three for three, those colleagues. Awesome. So I'm going to stay with you, Bethany, and ask you the second question. Why did you decide to apply after your colleague kind of kept needling you to apply?
There were a couple things about it that made me really apply. One is I was really interested in the mentoring opportunity with a community college president. I've been at my community college for 13 years, and I felt like having a mentor in that leadership space would be really helpful. Also, I really appreciated the expectations of the fellows. Two of them specifically that I thought really spoke to me is that we're expected to, I'm just reading it because I pasted it from your presentation earlier, but we're expected to present our research findings and publish our results and share with the broader community. And I really want to do that. And it's helpful to have a structure that supports that. And so I saw this as a possible structure for supporting disseminating the work that I'm doing. And then also the idea of acting as an ambassador for the ATE program. I felt like I would enjoy having that opportunity to do that.
Wonderful. Okay, Michael, how about you?
Well, I think the way I look at it, or my approach to my journey of life, is really focusing on how do I help serve our community? How do I help make sure that youth have better opportunities to live their American dream as well? I apply because one of my gaps I find is part of it's like organization or how to keep focused on addressing the different issues within my practice as a professor, but also in the community. So I'm also a city council member, and that adds an added level of complexity to it all. So actually, like right now, I'm supposed to be in this other meeting, but I'm like, I got something else to do. But so I attend University of Southern California. I know most grad schools are very expensive. The stipend, it absolutely helps buffer that. I'm not, you know, like many folks, I'm not from a well-off background. And so that helps me be able to help out my, you know, family and give back to my community. And then on top of that, the mentorship, that was something that's really key, just getting different perspectives. I mean, just right now with answer number one, we learned about the power of network and how we all work together towards a common cause, which is to create a better world. And so just the way it was firm, the mentorship, the funding, and then having opportunities to really fulfill my aspirations is which is to take my experience, my knowledge, work with others to create a better world for others through education and workforce development.
Excellent. Excellent. Buffy, why did you decide to apply?
Well, for a lot of the reasons that Bethany and Michael said, I too was very interested in the mentoring that was provided. I come from a natural science background and feel really confident in that kind of research. But behavioral science, higher ed, I wasn't even sure like how to focus or how to frame a research question that didn't have to do with statistics or a lab. So that has already been very helpful. And I'm sure we'll talk about that in a little while. Also, I was already involved in the ATE community. I am a PI on an ATE grant. Actually, I've just closed that. And I had a mentorship through that program. And the ATE community has just really changed my professional and personal life. And so being able to, you know, remain a part of that after my own grant is over, but to become an ambassador, as Bethany mentioned, and to be able to share what ATE was able to do for me and my institution with other folks, just to get that word out. So that was also a really big part of my application. And also, as Michael said, the stipend is generous, and it really helps. You know, I'm still paying off my original student loans, and I really wanted to pursue a doctorate, but I knew that I could not borrow another dime. So that was also a reason. So I echo what Bethany and Michael said.
Excellent, excellent. I'm gonna stay with you, Buffy, and can you describe your research? And if you have any presentations planned or publication, just share with us what you're doing in this space.
Sure. Well, I've just completed, like yesterday, my first or my second semester of my doctoral program. So this summer is when I'm really going to be deciding on the actual topic. And when I first applied, I really thought my focus was going to be on how using micro-credentials as it relates to especially STEM and workforce education in the form of like badges or other kind of really like nano-credentials, how that could perhaps help recruit and retain especially women in some of these fields. As I've been talking with my mentor, I may shift that a bit to talk about partnerships. So like partnerships between the community college, a four-year institution, and business and industry. So I'm not quite sure yet. I'm still very early in the process, but I feel like with my mentor, I'm going to have some really good direction. So if y'all are worried about applying and you don't have your research focus, I've been told that that's okay. So I am learning and growing in this position.
That's a great tip. Great tip. And all good research changes, right? You have your one idea. I think when I went for my doctoral dissertation, I think it took me 3 tries before I landed on what I wanted to do. So I'm glad to hear that you don't have it cemented. So, and that your mentor is really helping you in that process. Okay, we're going to move to Bethany. How about you? Can you describe your research area and if you have anything planned for presentations or publications?
Sure. So, my experience with ATE in the past was I was a senior personnel on a ATE grant called Contextualize to Learn. The PI on that grant is Dr. Julie Wong and at UW-Madison, and she's my advisor now. That experience, I led professional development to help faculty contextualize math for technical education students. I was originally going to do my research in the similar area to Dr. Wong. She does a lot on STEM momentum, but like you said, things change. And so my focus actually, which is still really informed by that experience on the Contextualize to Learn grant, is on understanding STEM faculty's use of data to address racial equity in the classroom. And so I'm building a survey. I still have a lot of work to do before I actually finalize my research question down to something that's like an actual research question and not just a broad topic. It still feels like a broad topic. I did a roundtable at the Council for the Study of Community Colleges annual meeting. I actually saw Dr. Bragg there in April. So to get some feedback on the pilot of the survey that I did the pilot at my college in the fall and moving forward in that direction.
Wonderful. That sounds good. And again, you mentioned your mentor, which is very good. And I know Dr. Bragg.
So Shuli is my advisor at UW-Madison. I forgot to mention my mentor. Thank you. That's the next question, though. So I will wait until that question.
It was your advisor. Sorry about that. Okay. Last but not least, Michael, what do you have planned? What's your research?
So I think it's important for those who may be not familiar with the doctorate. I just finished yesterday my second semester of my first year. And depending on how each doctorate program has it set up, it's going to be a little varied. So like number one, if you don't, when we had to answer, put in our application, what's our research, I think it's okay to, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're just those who are evaluating the applications, you're just looking to see like where's your focus and where you're looking, you know, what are you working towards? So in that sense, I'm trying to combine my efforts that are both an educator, so in biotech or workforce development, in collaboration with our city's local efforts and initiative to bring in more biomanufacturing plants to our area. And so to me, that also ties into helping us address inequities. So the study's really looking at effective or productive partnerships between K-12 systems, possibly CCs. So you can just call that K-14. I need to focus it a little bit more, but how do we set up these partnerships between our education system and our local governing agencies to support a diverse STEM workforce? I would love I would love to be ready to present in the annual conference in October. That would just kind of gear more towards my continued efforts that I have conducting different outreach in more quote unquote disadvantaged communities, and how there's more effective approaches in engaging and inspiring youth that STEM can be for them. And so I can talk about that for a while, but I'm gonna stop right there. So thank you.
We like passion, Michael. We like that. Okay, we're gonna stay with you, Michael, and I'm looking at the clock. So we're gonna do a 2-for-1 here. We're gonna tackle the last two questions. So Michael, how do you like being part of the first cohort? And what advice would you give someone considering who's applying for the program?
Answering those in reverse, advice to apply for the program. So number one, don't overthink it. I know, just looking at the numbers, like, hey, how do I be a part of the top, 5, 6 or whatnot? I think, always you want to put out some type of quality work, but, Ashok laid out, very well what the objectives are and what the goals are. And I think when you're able to demonstrate that in your application, demonstrate that through your work, through your commitment, I think it's something that in itself will convey, convey that throughout that process. I think, and so the one of the strengths through that. So assuming that you're, you know, getting it, maybe not now, maybe in the future, you know, depending on how things go, I think we're all familiar with that. The mentorship component is key. So unfortunately, I'm in a transition period. Unfortunately, my mentor, outstanding, very well esteemed gentleman, respectively has some health issues, so totally understand that. You know, we always got to make sure we take care of ourselves, our own well-being. But in there, it's interesting too, because I love to have different inputs from different fields. In biotechnology, it absolutely requires different inputs, and you know, there's different approaches to support that particular industry, and it's, you know, going in all these different directions now. So to me, like having somebody that's not necessarily tied to biotech, but the skill sets and organizational skills and how to frame presentations, how to keep my crazy brain focused, that in itself to me is very valuable. And then obviously, you know, those mentors also have their own network that make, you know, connections to other folks that they couldn't, that I normally wouldn't otherwise have. So overall, it's been a really good experience.
Great. Okay, Bethany, 2 for 1.
Okay. So I really enjoyed being part of the first cohort of fellows. It's neat to get to know everyone. I'm actually really looking forward to meeting all the fellows at the ATEPI meeting in October. I think that's going to really help connect us. One of the fellows, maybe it's Buffy actually, that got us into GroupMe right away. And so that's been really great. I have been connected with Dr. Marcia Pfeiffer, the retired president from St. Louis Community College. And my college is part of Achieving the Dream. This year was the first year I went to the Dream Conference in person. So I actually got to meet her in person at the conference. And so that was really fantastic. She gave me some great advice at the conference. And then we checked in again a month later and talked about just helping me navigate where I am with my PhD program while working as a full-time faculty member and thinking ahead to when things are done. So she's been incredibly helpful. And the advice to give to someone considering applying is just do it.
Nice and simple. I like that. Just do it. And like Michael said, don't overthink it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, Buffy, bring us home.
Well, as far as how do I like being a part of it? Oh my gosh, it is amazing. Because, okay, so I always thought that NSF was like the pinnacle of everything sciencey and nerdy and that I hold dear, everything. I always wanted to be a part of NSF. And then when I became a PI, I just couldn't believe it. And then now that I have a fellowship through ATE, it is amazing. So I feel very fancy and like a princess sometimes. As I mentioned, I love having a mentor. I have several in different parts of my life and I find it amazing. And so for what advice? Echo everybody else, just do it. Just if you've got compassion for other people or if you've got passion about your own work in a community college, just apply. It's awesome.
Excellent. Thank you. And we made it. It's only 1:44. So let me open it up for questions. Any questions for our fellows? Let's start with those questions before we ask Ashok any questions about the program. So any questions for Michael or Bethany or Buffy? Just throw it in the chat. Okay, anybody?
By the way, I want to have business cards printed up that just say Buffy Quinn. CCPI STEM fellow.
We can do that.
And just hand them.
No questions for our esteemed fellows, our inspiring fellows here. Okay, any questions about anything?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I came in late to the call. My name's Tina Jackson. I'm Assistant Commissioner of Workforce Education at the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board. And my background is in STEM. I've done a lot of STEM research. Just wanted to know how I could be supportive. This is awesome. I love what I'm hearing. And I was only able to hear the second half of the session. So I definitely just wanted to let you all know that I think you're doing great work. And if there's a way that you need more mentors or more support as far as folks who really believe in STEM, and definitely throughout my career, I've tried to do that work at the community college level. So just glad to be here and thank you for the invitation.
Thank you for joining. Go ahead, George.
Do you have your contact information in the chat?
So we can. Sure, I can do that.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts or questions? We can be informal and just come off mute instead of throwing anything in the chat.
Beth, one quick comment. No one asked exactly how much is the honorarium, what exactly is a dollar amount and so on. So I think maybe we should go ahead and mention that also. Honorarium is $5,000 per year. And if it continues for the second year, you'll get second year also $5,000. And as Buffy and Michael mentioned, even that is a lot of help.
To pay off that doctoral program.
Yes. Yes.
I that actually was also something for me too. I just, so many reasons, but yes, that it definitely helps having that with the doctoral program. It's expensive. And so it's yes. Really helpful. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, maybe we'll go back to NSFATE and ask for a little more next go round, Ashok, since
yes.
We'll be so successful with this program.
That'll be great.
What I put in the chat is a link to where the slides for this presentation will be. And what we also do is if you go to that webpage, you'll see prior webcasts that we have done. You'll see video and audio webcasts. You'll see audio only podcasts, and you'll see these presentations. Any other questions? I'm going to launch a poll. If you could take a few minutes to answer that, that would be great. And while you're answering that, I'm going to also put some links in the chat. We would love for you to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. So I'm going to take a moment to put those in the chat.
And while you're doing that, Beth, I will just remind everyone again, July 15th is the deadline. And as I mentioned earlier, application process for step one is very simple. It shouldn't take more than 15 minutes, 20 minutes. If you didn't, then you work right early enough. So please do apply.
Yep. And you can connect with us on LinkedIn. I'm putting that in the chat right now. And we, so this concludes our SIPI cast series till the summer. We'll pick up again in the fall. We'll have another, year of SIPICast. They've been well attended. I think we have someone who has attended all five of them. So we're really excited. We have a SIPI fan follower. And we'll be back on track probably in September or October. So don't miss our next SIPICast. All right. Any other questions or comments? Anybody want to just come off mute? Yolanda? Oh, I get to see you, Yolanda.
Yes, I have a new laptop. So yeah, it's working today. I was wondering, I am actually at the end of my doctoral program. So are you looking for someone who is just starting enrolling in the fall, or would that apply to someone who's ABD as well?
Ashok, do you want to handle that one?
I would say that depending upon where exactly, how close you are, I would encourage you to go ahead and apply and let us discuss to see in our leadership team to exactly how that fits in with, the number of applicants we have and all of that.
Yep. Thank you.
I just shared the poll results. I closed it and I shared it. So if anybody's interested in seeing those results, they should be in front of you. Any other questions or comments? I know we're technically 5 minutes over, but we're happy to stay on, right, Ashok?
Yes.
If anybody needs to leave, that's fine, but we're here. We're here for you. Happy to answer questions.
Thanks so much for the invitation. I have a 1 p.m. meeting, but it was nice listening in, and I look forward to being supportive.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jackson. Have a good weekend.
Good weekend, colleagues.
Thank you.
How about the fellows? Any like words of wisdom? Or Bethany needs to take off. Okay, Bethany. See ya. Buffy or Michael, any words of wisdom?
Oh, I'm happy my second semester's over. That's all. I'm just still really. Oh my goodness.
Well, I teach in a graduate program and I just finished my grades 2 hours before I jumped on. So I am also very happy from the professor side of things.
Yeah, this semester was the law of higher education, and it was a doozy, but I think I did okay.
If I ever need to know, I know who to come to. I never took a course in that.
Well, you know, now that I've had one semester of law, I am an expert.
Of course.
In all things legal.
That's right. A little bit of knowledge, what do they say? Exactly. Dangerous.
Mm-hmm. My only advice is don't take on new roles. And if somebody says, hey, you take this assignment on, you'll give you release time, give you more flexibility in your schedule, and has to do with something that's controversial at your college, probably stay away from that. So I'll just put it like that.
It sounds like sage advice. Sounds like born of experience. Okay. Anybody else?
Just to clarify, that's while you're studying for your doctorate. Take on those challenges after, so that way you can balance everything else better.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to officially close this SIPPYcast on a unique opportunity, the CCPI STEM Fellows Program.